thinks about your braces. What about them? I'm all about them. Six sets, straight A's, cut them in the bathroom. So this is it, fun.
Hey, this is not the show that you were expecting to hear at 10 p.m. on Monday, but it's a different show. This is a special edition. We're calling it Bean Season, which is a bit of like a portmanteau.
Whoa.
I'm really out of practice today. And I also forgot to do everything that I'm supposed to do. This is Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I actually say that in my sleep now.
I can't hear you very well.
I was going to say, I think this mic kind of sucks.
Whoops.
I said that I say that in my sleep now. Like the station ID. Like I wake up in the middle of the night. I'm like, oh my God, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah, wake up, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, sleep, eat, repeat.
Yeah, this is all I do. I actually have only been doing WMFO. All I know is Freeform. So...
I see is Freeform.
So, hey guys, I'm Lauren.
Oh, we forgot to do that part too.
Yeah.
Yeah, who are you?
Oh, so my name's Lauren Bile. I'm actually the programming director for WMFO. I have a show here on in Medford. it's called Pisces Season.
Woo!
Yeah, it's coming back soon. Not gonna tell you what time yet, but I know what time. So.
Oh. Huh. Lauren's also in charge of like scheduling and stuff, so she gets to have the good times.
Yeah.
So also, if you want a good time, you should probably become friends with her.
Yeah. So I'm not saying bribery is okay, but no, I'm not saying that at all.
But there's like a reason we're friends.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Whoa. There's only one reason.
So today, usually this show, or in the past this show, there's kind of no usual because there's only really been 10 of this show in all of history.
Wait, what is the show?
So we're actually not allowed to say the name because we are maybe given like a threat of a legal situation by a coffee shop in my hometown of Philadelphia named the same thing that this show used to be named, which is not like the normal name of the show or that I usually have. But this particular summer spinoff that I have has been canceled for a number of reasons.
Yeah.
So we won't be doing that anymore. And we have a new show for one time only. Special edition.
Oh my
special
God.
Order.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's called Bean Season. And because it's so special, I've arranged 8 questions for Lauren that are not what is your name and who are you.
Whoa.
Shall we get into it?
I think we should. I'm a little bit nervous.
We're only 3 minutes into the show, which is a great time to start asking the real questions.
Oh, okay.
Also, we have like no music planned.
Yeah, so we have like literally no music, so I don't know what we would play for you. Yeah.
You could just listen to the dead air.
Wait, should I try the other mic? I feel like this one's so quiet.
Sure. All right. Go for it. Do 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 do.
Is this better?
Ooh, much better.
Okay, now we're cooking with gas.
It's time for questions. You ready?
Oh God.
Today, did you remember what day it was, and approximately what time did you remember?
Midday. I was like. No, it was in statistics. It was in statistics because my dad texted me.
Your dad texted you to remind you what day it was today?
Well, I was in statistics and my dad sent a text message, but then when the teacher said the homework, he was like, oh yeah, there's a homework called 9/11. And I was like,
oh no, I just meant Monday.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it's a little bit, it was also about midday that I realized it was Monday.
Okay, cool.
But never forget.
Wait, what day? What were you saying that wasn't about Monday?
9/11 is today. Never forget. To all the people that lost their lives.
Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah. Wait, you forgot? That's sorry. Not okay. Okay, so anyways, we're starting off on a bad note.
Would you rather have a window?
Oh,
forgot.
Holy shit. Oh.
Wait a minute.
Okay, we're gonna reset because I just did something bad, and Jill just did something bad, so pretend that,
Okay, ready? Would you rather have a list of everyone who's ever had a crush on you or $1 million?
Oh, the crush list, for sure.
Really?
I'll make $1 million. I need to know who's had a crush on me.
What's the lowest number of, like, dollars that you would take for that list?
Like, what do you, like, how do you mean? Like,
or sorry.
Like, the highest number?
Yeah,
that would make me consider.
Yeah. Sorry, that was so backwards.
I think we're just a little
It's
off
dumb
right
hour.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Dumb and dumber on this video right now, if you can't tell. This is tricky because I genuinely think that, like, that list is probably one of the most important. Like,
invaluable,
that's,
right?
That's one of the questions that I'm going to ask God when I get to heaven, if I get to heaven. Like, no. I'm going to be like, God, who had a crush on me? And he's going to be like, really, that's what you wanted to know? I'm like, yeah, that's it. Like, I've been thinking about this, like, almost since I, like, gained consciousness.
Yeah, no, I think that's maybe, like, the second thought that you have. You have, Mama! And then you're like, who has a crush on me? Who on me?
This very second thing. So maybe, like, I think 2.5. 2.5 million. Actually, you know what? I'm going to make it 3. If someone was like, I'll give you 3 million, or you can know, and I'd be like, you know what? I have to take the 3 million, unfortunately, because that's a lot of money.
Sorry, I'm still stuck on the baby
feet. Who want me? Baby in his crib, soft spot's still going on. And he's like, who want me?
He can barely walk.
You press on one place on his
He hasn't
scroll.
Even said data yet. All right, ready for this next one? Boom. Question number 3. What's your least favorite outfit that I wear?
Whoa.
You can say your favorite before to, like,
okay, so I definitely have a favorite sandwich. Of hers. It's the blue button down and that little denim skirt that she stole from that Depop seller.
That outfit's gotten a lot of commotion.
Yeah,
recently.
That's a good outfit.
Yeah.
There's not many. I don't think you have bad outfits. Genuinely, I think that you know, like we all have our lazy day outfits.
Uh-huh. I see how you're like you're stacking all the like soft compliments before the roast.
Well,
You're gently packaging
this
one.
This is mean. I don't have a least favorite outfit.
I know.
I actually like your outfits.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
That's nice. Sorry, I just made you compliment me. That was really weird.
Shower me with compliments.
Damn, I don't know. Who want me? Call me a baby because I'm like, who want me?
Imagine tuning in at that moment.
All right, next question. Would you rather date someone in a band or on an improv team?
Whoa.
Damn, is it getting hot in here? I don't know.
Neither.
I'm sweating.
Oh my God.
Neither.
No.
What's something like embarrassing that you would be willing to give up for a bae?
No, honestly, I think I would choose improv comedy over band because band is so, like, hate to say it, maybe we've all thought it, maybe some of us have even said it before, but you guys aren't gonna become the Beatles, so I just feel like maybe we need to take it down a notch with the whole, like, I've been to, like, Tufts, like, band parties that are, like, I couldn't get in because I was, like, it was too full, and it's, like,
yeah,
it's actually not too full. It's just, like, some guy in, like, Molasses Disaster or whatever decided that, I think it was Sideways Staircase or whatever.
Yeah, there should be one of those games where you can, like, generate a Tufts band name out of, like, your the initial and then, like, your, you know how, like, girls like to do that on Tumblr and stuff? There should be that, but for Tufts.
Yeah, my first
bands.
Name is
is, like, QP Disaster.
First name is Lynn, last name is Fees. No. It would be land fees and then what's a B?
Your initials. B.
None of them have a B.
Boy genius, I don't know.
oh, Mrs. Poor Genius.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Poor Genius.
Wait, reversing it to you, what's your take?
What I'd rather do? Oh, these questions aren't for me, but personally, wow, you really got me with this one. What?
Oh.
Oh, no, my mic cut out.
Guys, she just said it, but you couldn't hear it.
Whoops. Whammy. Okay, ready? Would you rather date someone who has the same name as your father, ex, brother?
Hey. I don't like any of those.
Is it, in general, for society at large, is it acceptable to date someone who has the same name as your father, ex, or brother?
I think ex is acceptable. Brother is weird.
Father is weird.
Father is really weird. Like, I would be so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Calling someone the name of my father. That would be... I'd have to come up with a new name for my boyfriend.
What if someone, like, set you up on a date and it was a blind date and you didn't know the person's name and you got along so well?
It would be a one-time thing.
And then their name was... insert dad's name.
It would like actually have to be a one. I think that it's just like, it's just too weird. Like, and then like you bring him home and you're like, oh, hey guys, this is blank. And then they're all like, wait, that's also your dad's name. And it'd also be weird. Like, what if he kind of looked like him or like resembled him in some sort of way? Like, then it would be freaky. Mm-hmm. Like, it would be really scary.
Yeah.
So I think I would have to pick X because I'd rather date like two of the same names than like date someone who's the same as my family.
Okay. Fair answer. This next question is worded exactly as follows. So anyway, you like pickles? Do you?
No.
No. Wait, no. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I actually don't.
Why? Is there a reason?
So the reason for about to give a insert initial answer here.
Mm.
Dearest asker, I actually have developed an aversion to the flavor of pickles, or also known as brined cucumbers, for the reason that I simply really don't like pickling in general. I'm not a fan of like anything that's pickled. I don't like things in jars. Like, it's freaky.
But you like kimchi.
I know, but like that's like become such a new thing for me. And like sometimes, like after like 2 weeks of eating kimchi, I'll be like, pickle. Like pickles. It's still in the back of my mind.
Yeah, eloquently said, by the way.
Thank you.
Something came over you. I'm not really sure what.
And I had an inspiration and
you
influence.
Had a divine influence in that moment.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Related to pickles.
Mm-hmm. And someone.
And someone that we're thinking a lot about these days.
We're thinking about him all the time. Or them.
Sorry, them. Okay, next question. Which one of our friends will be the first to marry? This is a three-parter.
Whoa, okay.
You can just describe them, too.
You know, I feel like...
You know, like the person who likes ice cream cake. I don't know who that is.
Who likes ice cream cake? No, you know, I feel like it's gonna be... You know, I have like a ranking in my mind. And I fear that it is going to be me, but I don't. That's the thing that keeps me awake at night, because mm-hmm. I'm like, oh yeah, like it'd be fun to go to a wedding, and then I'm like, well, I could do it, and like that's the like not the attitude at all. But I also am thinking about somebody that we live with, if they're listening.
Whoops,
fake friend. I'm just kidding. that I could see her like finding someone that is just like clicks, mm-hmm. and like she'd do it tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
I feel like she would be the kind of person to, like, take that leap, but in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
So I could totally see it being her. Or, like, yeah, I think that.
For my sake, I really want to go to a wedding, so that's great.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's like, it's kind of like a take one for the team kind of thing.
No, someone has to do it, and I would contribute to a pot that we could pay for it. We could GoFundMe their wedding.
Well, I could also see you doing it, like, in a crazy way. Like, I don't know. Like,
that's
what,
funny.
Like, what if you found your, like, comedian musician? I don't know. Actually, not a musician.
Comedian, musician, DJ, and can't drive. I don't know.
Okay, Fred again crosses your path, and you're like, please have me in marriage. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I came out the womb saying who want me, so.
You've literally
I'm
been
on
saying,
my way already.
You keep saying who want me. Like, I don't know what else.
The next question is, sorry. This was a three-parter.
Yeah.
Part two. Who will be the most financially successful?
Oh.
Out of our friends.
Oh. You know, it's going to be one of the ones that have the, like, financy tech jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to do the best out of all of us.
Or someone's going to get famous. I kind of have a hunch.
That I could see you getting famous.
I'm not getting famous.
No, but you could, but you'd hate it.
See, as soon as I have a touch of, like, a taste of fame, like, I'm, that's when I implode.
Yeah.
I think that would break my little brain.
No, we're not friends anymore because you got famous.
Sorry.
You're doing Shein influencer trips.
I'm posting slow motion videos of me twerking in a mirror. Like
swimming pool vibes.
Yeah. There's a recent video of this Shein influencer, and she's, like, in a car, and she's smiling at, like, and the caption is, like, I'm so at peace in this place.
Do they give them all lobotomies or something?
I feel like I would just, like, immediately erase everything that, like, every original thought that I've ever had.
Who is my family? They're literally walking
I just become a who want me robot. Who want me?
No joke.
Damn. And then the last part to this question is, who will be the happiest?
Oh, I know who will be the happiest, and it's the most carefree person.
Mr. Peanut Butter. Enough said.
Exactly.
Okay, so the next question is worded exactly as I'm going to say it.
Okay.
So, anyway... Who's your favorite musician, and would you spend 10 days in a very small, dark space with them or not, and
Whoa.
Why?
Whoa. Okay.
This can be, like, a favorite musician of the past week or of, like, the past, like, life.
Okay. In the worst way possible, it's time that I stop the silence and, you know, like, become or embrace who I am. But I really like car seat headrests, like, really, really, in, like, a scary way.
This is a stunning admission.
No, it's like,
and I've got it within the first quarter of the show. Guys, I got her.
No. I, like, see, but I would never, like, be a fan, like, an actual fan, because they're also scary, and because the lead singer guy mastermind is a furry, so no, absolutely no chance in HE double hockey sticks that I would spend 10 days with him anywhere, let alone, like, a cave.
There's sugar no honey iced tea. You got me. That's pretty awesome that you just admitted that, and also that you were rational enough to say that you wouldn't do that.
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah, actually, yeah. It's, like, my biggest fear to see him in person. Like, to actually, like, meet him is up there.
Yeah, I think it's pretty awesome to be, like, such a big fan of a musician and also really, really resent them.
Yeah, like, I wish you would stop putting on furry costumes and performing. Like, please stop.
Because that's scary. That's scary.
You're scaring them.
You're scaring us.
It's scaring me, genuinely.
Yeah, but... That's awesome.
Well, what do you think?
Well, so I was asked a version of this question before, but it wasn't who was your favorite musician. It was like, who is a musician that you're thinking about, and like, would you, like, what would it be like to spend like 10 days in a cave with them? Mm-hmm. And I picked Mac DeMarco. And I was just thinking about how like smelly it would get, like would how get really, really smelly it would
so
get.
So gross.
And like if there was any oxygen left after all the cigarettes consumed.
No, you're just like, you hotbox the cave and that's like not even possible.
Right. I was just like, yeah, I was just imagining like being with him in a dark space too. Like what, I don't know, you would have to like feel around for each other, right? And then like, yeah. I would only be feeling his mustache because I feel like he has like very present facial hair. And so what you would feel
him,
like is just
whispering
like
whispering salad days in the corner. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
How did I? Wow, that was really
that
weird.
That was good.
All right, that wraps up question time.
Wow.
Did you like my questions?
I really did, actually. Those were good. So anyway.
Yeah, so anyway. I've been like, my brain's kind of been like, bah, 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 because I've been playing a lot of improv games in my free time.
Oh, okay. Like what? How? What?
Well, the other day I was playing a game of park bench with my good friends.
Oh.
And it was throwing me back to like middle school because we used to play park bench and like, it would be so, so important to get to the park bench at the same time as like your middle school crush.
Wait, I don't think I'm familiar with park bench.
Okay, so the concept of park bench, I'm like explaining this like I'm an improv person. This is awesome. It's a bit of role play. So basically park bench is this game where like you get everyone in a group. It's like a bit, you can have a big group, a small group, a whatever size group, more than two people, mm-hmm. ideally more than like five people, and like one person is sitting on the bench, conceptual park bench, mm-hmm. and then another person has to come up to them and like act to make the other person so uncomfortable that they have to leave the bench.
Oh, okay.
Not, it's like, it's not more like being a creep or whatever. Like you could do it's that like, if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
But it's like if you make them laugh so hard that
they
like
gotta get off
they
the
gotta
bench.
They're like, I gotta go.
I gotta go. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You got any improv games?
I just have been yes anding everyone.
Yeah.
Yes and.
So what does that look like on a daily basis?
Yes, and
yeah,
and yes, and
yeah, and
the therapy, yeah, and
well, you know what people have so wrong these days, and this is something that I, you know, I've been thinking about this for a long time, and I didn't just come up with this, like, literally as you were speaking. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? You ever notice how people will be talking for a very long time, and they always feel like they have to add something at the end, so they go, and, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what they need to be doing?
Mm.
Flip that baby around. Yeah.
And? I wish that you guys could, like, see the like, hand motions. I understand this is not, like, a 3D or 2D, even 2D experience. It's just audio.
Yeah, what dimension
is that?
But
we're, like, gesturing our hands towards you to, like, answer the question. Like, yes, and, like...
And?
Like, we should have been doing that at the WMFO gym today. Like, we should have been, like, yes, and
yeah.
Between slides.
Well, I think it's the mark of, like, a good person. Like, I was talking to someone about this earlier this week, and people who have... certified good vibes, two mm-hmm. thumbs up, are people who are yes and people. And people who have bad vibes, two thumbs down, are no people.
Yeah.
People who you talk to and they're just like, no.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I feel like I've been doing that to people recently because I'm like, I'm just so tired that I don't want to yes and people.
You're no one wanting me right now. You're
I
like,
no
one
want
me.
Nobody care me. I'm all alone. No, but that's...
So, turn that frown upside down and say, let's become yes,
yes
and people.
And?
Yes and?
I feel like every time I, like, talk on this microphone, it's, like, making me into, like, a Joe Rogan type. Like,
it feeds you the yes and yummies. It's like, yum,
yeah.
yum, 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 yum.
Like,
I'm gonna keep talking.
I want to tell you guys about, like, my deepest, darkest secrets, and, like, this is a radio show.
Do you have any deep secrets?
That was, like, pretty good ASMR. I was actually just thinking earlier, like, if we did ASMR, like, would we get in trouble? Like, is that against what freeform is?
There's no policy.
That would be so horrible.
It is free form.
Yeah.
So.
Deep Dark Secret is that... You know, it's maybe I'm.
Whoa.
No,
this
no.
is hitting really hard.
No,
oh my
I'm
God.
Not gonna say it. You know what? I can't find any good music lately, so all I've been listening to is like Neutral Milk Hotel, and it's kind of making me Duster, and yeah. it's making me depressed again.
And you've been saying this whole week, I don't know why I'm feeling, I don't know why I'm feeling
bad. I don't know
bad.
Why, but it's because I can't stop listening to that.
Yeah. Well,
nonsense.
People have been asking me, Jill, why are you always like so giddy these days? Like, what's going on with you?
What is up with you?
You want to know my secret? I'm only listening to pop.
Oh, okay. Wait, that's a good one.
Yeah. No, it's actually like a dirty little secret. I'm only listening to pop. And I wasn't listening to pop, to be fair, today. And I was feeling a little anxious. So I wonder why. But I was listening to this song, which is actually pretty good. It's by The Dare and it's called Girls. And it's just like, the lyrics are so funny and they're so profane. And I can't be saying them. Mm-hmm. No, I can't be playing them on the radio, but I can I can recite a redacted version.
Okay, I would love to hear the redacted version.
I like the girls that do rhymes with rugs. Girls with cigarettes in the back of the club. Girls that hate cops and buy guns. Girls with no buns. Girls that's mean for just for fun. Mm-hmm. I like girls who make love, but I like girls who like to fudge. That's what's up. I like tall girls, small girls, girls with what? Call girls, girls who get naked on the gram. Da-na-na-na-na. It sounds like a rap song, but it's just like a white dude who's just like, he wears big suits.
Okay.
And he's great.
Loves girls.
And then there's like a really good like synth thing in the back. Yeah.
Love a synth.
It's awesome. And so I listened to that song literally all day on repeat. And so if you saw me like tapping my fingers on my pants, that's what I was listening to today.
That's I also saw your tweet about it.
Oh, did I? So I guess that wasn't really a secret.
Well, I think that it was coming later in the day.
Yeah.
Is what I was thinking. And you know what I'm also thinking? Is that no one has reached out to me to be like, wow, guys, what a fabulous show you put on tonight.
You know what we should look at?
I feel like I'm talking into the ether. Is anyone listening? Hello?
We kind of needed to get this. We have 32 listeners.
Holy.
Right now.
Oh, no.
Okay, so you know what? Lauren and I were talking about this earlier, but we did both post pictures of ourselves to advertise the show tonight. So I'm seeing right now that we have 32 listeners. If we lose a single listener, it's because you guys think we're ugly. So
yeah.
If you decide to hop off the stream, it's because you think that we're ugly.
And that's not okay.
And we'll just know about it. It's fine if you think that, but we'll just know about it. So
every day is National Women's Day.
Oh my God, Lauren, we just gained a listener.
Oh my God.
We're really gorgeous.
I sense the presence joining the stream right now. I sense so many presences. Sorry, everyone's presence is a present.
It's very
bars.
Oh, that was beautiful, Lauren.
I'm gonna lose it.
No, we're not. We're just gaining things, actually.
Yeah.
I think that this is good because we're getting this out of our system, and I won't talk again for like a year.
I literally think we need to stop talking to each other. We like have been together nonstop for the past year. Like just Jill and Lauren time since January 2nd or 7th or whenever you showed up to London.
And now it's the ninth month of the year.
Yeah. So it's been a lot of Jill and Lauren time to the point where it's gotten to beyond language and just syllables. And what that looks like is pretty much, I've just been like, rah, rah, rah. And like, it's funny sometimes, but then other times, you know, we have this like reckoning moment, like, oh my God, like we aren't saying words.
Oh my God. That's what it sounds like. It's like, oh God.
And like people around us when we're doing it are like trying to think it's funny, but they like clearly do not think it's funny.
Yeah.
And they look so like uneasy. And
do
people
look uneasy?
Yeah.
Oh no.
It's not often, but I think that people are starting to realize it's not a one-time thing and that it's an ongoing thing, and now they're starting to get uneasy.
Yeah, so this is my problem, is that like in the beginning of the semester I have all these fresh jokes that I've been thinking about all summer.
Yes, Anne can only take me so far.
And so, yeah, exactly. So like by week it's now S doc. S walk. Second week of class.
The walk.
Okay, imagine me T walk. 13th week of class.
13.
And everyone's like,
third?
You've been making that joke for 13 weeks now?
Get a new one. It's like a little pathetic.
Yeah. So basically what I need to do is exhaust all of my jokes now, which is why I keep making the joke about the baby saying, who want me? Because that's so funny.
It's a good one. But like, yeah, in a week, people are going to be like, all right, we get it. The baby is asking, who want me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
By T walk, third week of school.
T walk. It's a little confusing because a lot of them are T and F walk.
Well, you know how we have Tuesday and Thursday and we're able to differentiate between them? I think we can figure it out.
Okay.
Sorry, that was really mean.
Whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And the two S days on the weekend?
Yeah.
Is that almost a lot PSA to deal with. Time also?
Well, we are halfway through the show.
We can't stop talking because then we have to play a song and then we have to sit in silence for
the
song.
This is world's longest conversation record.
Wait, I prepared things. Well, I prepared things.
Should I quickly read a PSA?
Yeah, is there any role-playing ones?
No. Sorry. I said this was going to be a yes and year, and I just said no to you. I'm so sorry.
You just no'd me.
Okay, ready? Events at... Whoa. I can't read, guys. Events.tufts.edu PSA. Do you study, work, live, or play on or around Tufts University? Are you interested in attending fun and educational events, including concerts?
Yes.
Films?
Yes.
Art exhibitions?
Yes.
Seminars?
No.
Symposiums?
Probably not.
And lunch talks?
Maybe.
Many of them completely free.
Oh.
And open to the general public.
Oh, I love the general public.
Events.tufts.edu. You should check out this website. Sorry, I read that backwards.
I saw you reading that backwards, actually.
Your one-stop web guide to so many things that are going on at Tufts. Yes, that's events.tufts.edu. A public service message from WMFO and Medford, Tufts Community and Educational Radio.
This is education. This is what it's like to be educators.
Yes.
Indeed.
What were your prepared remarks?
So I really only had one where I was going to be like a Ryan Seacrest type by being like, so Jill, I heard you pass out on the tarmac. Tell us about it.
That's a really funny bit. And yes, I did pass out on the tarmac. Do you have any questions about it?
So my question is how did you get in a situation in which you were on the tarmac in general? Because for us here, at least in the Somerville Medford area, we don't really have the access to standing on tarmac.
Right.
So I would first like to know what situation you were in and that you were able to be on a tarmac in general.
Right. I can really sympathize with the position that people are in, that their beautiful footsies have never touched a hot, hot tarmac in their entire lives.
Yeah.
Because I was once in the same position, but I have since become a tarmac
aficionado.
Yeah, I was going to say non-virgin, but there's...
Okay. Both work.
That was vulgar of me. Basically, I may have been in Europe. Oh my God.
Whoa. She went to Europe.
And so when I was in Europe, what?
Whoa. Europe. Okay. European
I got
summer.
Real sick because I was drinking the tap water, which was apparently not smart. Do you drink the tap water when you go to Europe?
Well, I don't know per se if I did in
Portugal.
But I did in London, and all I have to say about that is that I was getting ulcers and pimples on my uvula, in my throat, and all over my body from showering in it, which is horrible and disgusting.
Horrific, even.
And probably one of the scariest things that I've ever experienced. So I can understand where the anti-tap sentiment comes from.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
So I was sitting here not remembering that Lauren had once had a pimple on her uvula.
Yeah.
And I was drinking this tap water. And I guess it made me sick. I also had a bunch of other things because I tend to just eat I eat whatever is thrown in front of me. So, like, someone will just put, like, this raw thing in front of me, and I'll just eat it because I'm like, this is respectful. Like, I don't want to not eat this thing.
Yeah.
So I did a lot of that, too, on, like, the first 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ended up in a position, a fetal position, actually.
Oh, okay.
In my bed.
Oh, God.
With a fever. And so the next day we were supposed to travel via plane.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sort of like one of those non-negotiable situations where you're like, I should really get on this plane. And like, if I don't get on this plane, I'll have nowhere to stay because like, we don't really have any more time in this hotel that we've paid for. So, I had to get on the plane and I was like, I feel so sick.
Yeah.
So sick. Any questions?
No, I'm just envisioning this. It's, like, quite horrible.
Have I told... I feel like I gave you the story, but I don't know if you've heard the whole thing.
I think I've heard most of it, but...
Well, I also did...
I want the people to know.
Right. So sorry. Everyone needs to know. So, basically, I was getting on the plane. Well, sorry, we were at the airport, and I was crying. I was so sick to the point that I was crying, which is really embarrassing, guys, but I was really, really feeling it. And so, like, I was talking to my dad. We were, like, rolling our suitcases because we were kind of, like, rushing to the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I feel so bad right now. Like, it's so bad. And he's like, you just need to get to the gate. And it was really dramatic.
Oh.
And we were like, you just need to get there. And then... It was one of those situations where you had to get on a bus to get on the plane from the gate. And so I'm standing on the bus and I can feel the pins and needles and the stars coming. And I'm like, I just feel nauseous. Like, I'm probably just going to throw up at some point. And like, I have time to do that on the plane. So like, let's just get on the plane. I'm standing there with my bag. Of course, they have us standing there for like 30 minutes and then they start moving. And as soon as the bus starts moving, I'm like, oh, I need to sit down.
Oh, no.
So I sit down and I'm rocking back and forth.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
And so then the people next to me are like, you good? Except they said it in, like, Spanish, I think. And I was like, yes, I'm good. I couldn't really articulate anything. Apparently, I was saying, like, wah.
Oh.
Or I was like, yeah. So, basically, I was in the...
She was not...
It was not going well for me. And so then, at that point, I stood back up because I was like, time to get off because the bus had stopped. Right in front of the plane. And so then I stand back up, I get to my parents, and I'm like, I'm really not feeling good. And apparently what I said was, ba-ba-dab-dab-do. And then I started breaking out in a crazy sweat, and I just dropped to the floor. And then at that moment, people started banging on the door of the bus to open the door so that we could get let out onto the tarmac so people could lay me out on the tarmac. Two hefty Portuguese men lifted me up, laid me on the tarmac, and then a woman doctor came and saved my life.
Wow.
How beautiful, right?
That's an amazing story.
Yeah, sorry. I've said that story, and that was like the most... That was kind of the blandest version of it that I've told. But if you just would believe that it was a much better story
the
first time that I told it.
No, I mean, it is like quite astounding in all of its iterations because... To have people banging on the door.
The drama, right?
Well, and it's also like, if you've never been on one of those buses, what it's basically like is like, they put half your flight on a bus that should only fit like 30 people. And not only is it half your flight, but they all have luggage and they're sweaty and they are mean and horrible. And everyone's in the worst mood possible, even though they're like going to... Lisbon, they're like all like, I want to die and kill everyone. Like, it's horrible on there, and it's very common that they'll just sit there outside the plane and not let you off this horrific bus that smells and is 1,000 degrees, and they'll just keep you on there until they finally are like, oh, like, okay, like, let's board. And it's crazy because, like, even though everyone's like pissed off, annoyed, even though everyone's like annoyed that they're on this bus and they're like, it's hot and they're like wanting to sit down and they're crammed in there. No one's ever yelling at anyone or at the bus driver especially, or banging on any kind of doors. And I've like stood on one of those for like a good 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And no one says a word. They're just like, gosh, this is annoying. Like, yeah. Oh, the flight's getting delayed. Like, so annoying. And they're all really frustrated and annoyed. And like, maybe there's a little pushing, shoving when you're getting off the bus. But the power you had to get people to be banging on those doors.
I know.
Is crazy to
me. It was maybe my most dramatic act yet.
Yeah. I think so.
There was, at first, my second words, who want me? And then, 21 years later, the cycle returns. And here I am on the tarmac, yet again. Who want me? And
that
I just,
doctor.
And the thing is, and that female doctor who saved my life, she was the one. And she was awesome. She was like, I know I don't look like a doctor, but I am a doctor. And it was so, like, beautiful. And I was like, you saved my life. She did all of the, like, correct things. I mean, she is a doctor. Sorry. I wouldn't be talking about this so much if it was a man doctor, would I?
It's crazy because I've never been like, oh yeah, I like want to go into medicine. People are like, oh, you want to become a doctor? They're like, oh, you want to become a nurse? Which is a very, very respectable profession, and like absolutely love nurses, but it's not what I want to do.
No.
And I've been talked out, or tried to been talked out of like becoming a doctor to become a nurse or a nurse practitioner, or even if it's very obvious that I'm like, I mean, going to nursing school is different than going to undergrad. It's still undergrad in a way, but it's also different. And the amount of people that I'm like, oh, I go to Tufts, like I'm studying bio and like pre-med. They're like, oh, well, like you should become a nurse. Or like, oh, you're going to become, I'm like, those don't go together.
People are really awesome.
Yeah. I also think that like, when you said that it was a woman doctor, I was shocked. And like, it's not because I don't think women doctors exist. It's just like,
yeah,
the men are there.
You want to know this really radical there. Thing that I really believe? I don't think a man doctor would have saved me.
Yeah.
All those men wanted to do was pick me up and put me on the ground. That was all they were going to do.
Yeah.
This woman doctor, on the other hand, she was like, who has sugar? Who has alcohol? Who has crackers?
Yeah.
And I was saved. The color came back to my face. And then they were like, want to get on the plane now? And I was like, sure.
Yeah, why not? If she's on there, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then everyone was so kind to me. They were like, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? And I wasn't the slightest bit embarrassed at all that I had just laid out on the tarmac in front of everyone boarding the plane.
That's amazing. Yeah. Have you seen, but this is interesting because I feel like recently there's also been this like huge influx of like plane incidents. Like, that blank back there is not real. Like, you guys can stay on the plane with him, but
that man is not real.
He's not real.
Sorry, I just replaced some of the words. Not then, historically accurate.
And then the recent Delta flight that had to turn around because someone...
Oh, what was it?
Defecated up the aisle.
Oh boy. That's pretty dramatic. I was
and
expecting...
there's, like, pictures of it. It's bad. Like, right. It's really bad.
There are pictures and videos of all of these things. And so afterwards, I was like, some kid on this plane must have TikToked this. So, okay, sorry. This is actually my secret of the night. After everything happened, I did go on Twitter, and I did look up girl fainting Tap Airlines, because I was like,
wait, that is what are the chances secret of the night? But that's
I think that was maybe my most narcissistic act.
I think that was. You know, that was like, and then it was very humbling when you realized that there was nothing on Twitter for you. However,
that was maybe ego death that I
don't think that I honest to God think I would have done the same thing. Like, if I had done all of that on a plane, especially after how everything's been going recently, like, I'd 100% be like, all right, I'm going to go through TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter.
See, I haven't gone through every social media. So if I were actually crazy, I would be on TikTok right now looking up if someone posted a video of me fainting
on the tarmac. They probably did.
Or in the bus before getting on the tarmac, technically.
Yeah.
When you said plane incident, I thought you meant like the plane crashes. So I was imagining me like being laid out on the tarmac, and then like in the sky in the background there's like two planes like colliding in the sky, and like it's like so dramatic, and it's like in Endgame when like all the Avengers are like coming over the hill. Exactly. And there's like a butt snap, and like I'm falling to the ground, and it's like sort of I was part of something bigger than just like one person fainting. It was actually a part of ground control. Which is huge.
It's actually crazy because that's also been like a huge issue recently, and like every single week we're having these near catastrophic misses of planes that
and
are
let me tell you
crashing.
Guys, this girl knows something about planes.
Do I? So I actually told one of our friends recently, we were all sitting around at her house, like, because if you are an avid listener of WMFO or a plane enthusiast, you would know this, but the Tufts campus is actually one of the flight patterns from Logan. So a lot of planes taking off and sometimes landing go directly over Tufts, like right over Pres Lawn. And I live very close to Tufts, so it's like the perfect view of all these planes. Like I can see it from my desk window. So oftentimes I will open up my plane tracker app, which tells me all the planes, what plane, where it's going, what airline, all the minutes it has left and stuff. So I will sit there and I'll click on the planes when I hear them. And this is not the most normal thing, I have to admit. It's not what everyone's doing.
Hey, let's not add any sort of... You don't need to explain yourself here.
Okay, that's
in this
true.
Space.
That's true. So we're sitting at this bonfire, and it just so happened that night I knew that there was an Airbus 380, which is a double-decker plane, and I believe the largest passenger aircraft that you can fly currently.
Which we all know.
Is a huge deal, you know? I'm personally an Airbus fan, and a double-decker plane, like, come on. That's crazy.
Come on,
come
people.
Come on, guys.
Like, come on, people. Double-decker? Come on.
Come on.
You know, they've been doing that over in England for a reason, because that's freaking cool.
Because it's awesome. And so I was like, oh, guys, like I think a 380 is going to fly over our house soon. And then this huge plane, very low to the ground, came over our house. And I was like, oh, my God, that's it. Like, that's a 380. And I got really excited. And one of our friends was like, wait, what is this? Like, what are you doing?
What is going on right now?
And so I basically explained my whole spiel to him. And he apparently thinks about it a lot, which is, like, very honestly kind. Like, I think it's in a very kind way. And it makes me feel a lot less weird about my enthusiasm for planes.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that might become is slightly becoming one of my character traits, which is interesting, but not exactly what I was intending. But it is me, you know, like, why hide?
But it is me.
Yeah, that's
yes,
who I
and?
Am. Yes, and?
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Yes, and... Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's like the best thing.
Yeah.
Knowing what plane, like, it's like you predict the future, and then it's like a magic trick. Basically, like, if you don't tell people that you have a little flight tracker in your back pocket, and you're like, you know what's about to fly over? Like, I think it's going to be a double-decker bus, and it's going to be huge.
Yeah.
And then everyone looks up, and they're like...
And it's like...
Because that's exactly what the Medford Air sounds like. Medford Central Air.
Yeah,
and then
the house
people
is
are
coming
like,
down.
Wait, is that a plane coming or is that just like a lawnmower or something? and then they're like, wait, it is a plane. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's like actually a plane.
Actually, it's Lauren's predicted plane.
Yeah, my secret is that I will sometimes I'll look at the runway lineup because I want to know. And I can remember them pretty easily just because it's like, oh, one of them's going to, like, Milwaukee. I'm going to remember that. And so I'll be like, oh, yeah, that one's like Delta flight going to Milwaukee, Airbus 321. People are like, what is going on with you? Like, what did you just do? I will say that there is an astounding amount of planes that are flying to Cincinnati, especially from Europe. And I
now,
would
this is
like
a conspiracy.
I would like to know what's going on in Cincinnati, Ohio, because I personally never heard of anything going on in Ohio besides like Cleveland. And even then.
Well, I've heard of only the coolest things happening in Cincinnati.
Ohio is going to be the new like young people place.
Yeah, like Denver or something. Yeah, it's like everyone's
going to Ohio. They're like Midwestern chic.
Now we're at the age where everyone's like, I'm moving to Chicago. I'm moving to New York. I'm moving to like, and then they'll get more specific once they get a little like once you graduate. You're like, I'm moving to like Windsor Terrace.
Yeah, like what is that
in
do?
Like it's like the deepest farthest place in Brooklyn that you could possibly get to, and it's like the one quarter block that hasn't been gentrified yet, and they're like,
I just did it, and they're literally doing
and they're literally doing it right now. So that's gonna be Cincinnati, I think.
I mean, they did it to Austin. They did it to everywhere in New York.
Yeah.
I guess they are going to do it to Cincinnati next.
Right. Keep Cincinnati real, people.
Hot dogs.
Do they have hot dogs?
Yeah, they've got the ones with the like everything bagel seasoning on the sides. Oh, or maybe it's just like poppy seeds or something like that. Somebody from Ohio is going to come in here and kill us.
Well, I did get a weird text today about like someone wanting to have dinner with me. They said, enjoy dinner with you tonight.
Yeah. Which is frightening.
Tonight is here. What's going to happen?
What's going to happen when we leave?
Like, yeah.
He's going to be standing outside with dinner for you.
Dinner, apparently.
Yeah.
So sorry to go back to your plane thing.
No, go ahead.
But I have this question always for people who are like aficionados in something.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time that I knew someone who was talented at music, right? Mm-hmm. And so that person I would be like, we would hear like a note out like the street. There would be like a sign that would be like do do do, and I'd be like, what note is that?
Mm-hmm.
And he would be like D,
mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, oh, that's really cool. You know what note that is? And then eventually he was like, yeah, I've been lying to you.
Whoa.
So my question for you is, have you ever lied about a plane and where it's going?
I've gotten one wrong before, but it's usually distinctions between like the planes themselves, like so it's like the difference between like an A321 versus an A320, or like an A220 versus 320, and the 220 is a smaller plane. And it can be hard to tell the difference. Sometimes I mistake Embraer jets for Boeing jets, but...
This is just so shocking to me. I'm devastated, Lauren.
I will typically call it out because I think that it's wrong for everyone to think that I'm like this like mystic when it comes to predicting planes. And I would rather be like, hey, wait, no, that one's actually this one. And usually, you know, no one's like, wow, you idiot. Can't believe you got it wrong. They're like, I still don't know the difference either way, but that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So usually they're appreciative. I guess I had a very different reaction when I learned that I had been lied to.
I would never make up something. I would just be like, oh, let me check. I would never just be like, oh, yeah, I'm just lying straight up. Like that, even though I like to like joke that like lying's funny, I don't think it's funny. Like,
really?
In some ways.
Hot take of the day, people. Lying is not good.
I mean, like, I, you know, got into a little rhythm sometimes just telling people I like things that I don't, and just like simply just lying, like making like, but I don't like to just like act like if it's in the context of like, oh, I know everything, I would never do that because I feel like that's a very man thing to do, to be like, oh yeah, I know it all.
Right. So now we're talking about men.
Yeah. Oh, so this is like, it's like Joe Rogan.
Yeah, so if we had to do the Bechdel test on this podcast...
we talk about men?
Sorry, this became a podcast, I guess.
It did.
I guess we are women talking into a mic, so...
Oh, so that's what happens when you put two women in a room.
Sugar, honey, iced tea, you got me. That's becoming my new saying. Because I can't curse, because we're on the radio.
Yeah, except for I...
have not done
and
that.
Girls can't curse because they're on podcasts.
Yeah, girls don't do that actually in general.
But we definitely don't lie.
No. Well, it's just, I have nothing to gain from lying about planes. I feel like this person probably had nothing to gain from lying about these notes other than an ego boost for somebody that didn't know as much as him, which is evil.
Evil, personally. Probably. And and it was evil because knowing what I know now, it was evil. It had an evil. It was literally
nefarious plot.
That man is not real.
That man is not.
Which is the conclusion of the show. Unfortunately, we've kind of run out of time, people, and I don't know how we talked for literally 15 minutes straight.
Wow!
But I do have a song for you to wrap up the night, which has been Lauren and I have been loving this song recently.
Oh, God.
And you might not love it, but it'll grow on you.
Sucks.
Because it's a grower, not a shower.
Female podcast. This is WMFO Med for Tufts Reform Radio 91.5 FM. This is Jill and this is Lauren.
Yay! And this next song is called My Barn, My Rules.
Oh my God.
Welcome to the farm. Did you know there are more than 350 breeds of horses in the world? And I am one of them. Old Billy was the oldest recorded horse who lived to the ripe old age. 62. This one is for you, old Billy.